the studio, I've got Caleb, who's co-organizer of the Hatch Raglan Arts Weekend Emerging Artist Project. How you doing?
Kia ora te whanau. I am well, and I hope you're well on this beautiful sunny
day. It is a beautiful sunny day. Caleb's wearing shorts, folks. How about that?
I am. Got to get the YYs out.
Get some suntan on the legs.
Absolutely.
Although your main focus at the moment probably is much more.
Yeah, outside of wearing shorts. I am here to discuss the Hatch, which is going down on over Labor Weekend as an extension of Raglan Arts Weekend. And we're having an opening on Friday, tomorrow, and doors open at 6:30.
Having a bit of a shindig.
Having a little bit of a shindig, absolutely. We're going to have something nibble on, some light refreshments, I guess.
Music.
Some smooth sounds in the background played by Sam.
Okay, and is that open to all, this Friday event, or is this an artist and friends situation?
Absolutely not. No, this is open to all. So do come down and support local emerging artists in our community. We've got 16 emerging artists, which is super exciting.
That's a lot. Is that more than you thought you were going to have when you started this little project?
No, I think that's about right, actually.
Okay.
Myself and Miriam Collins, who have been organizing this event along with support from the old school and many others in the community, we knew there'd be a whole lot of interest because we live in a beautiful creative community, and there are a lot of artists out there that maybe just need a bit of a platform, need a bit of support, and need a place to kind of show their art to the community. So we knew there would be a solid turnout, but 16 is a solid number. Mm. Yeah,
and so you and Miriam are both part of the exhibition yourselves?
Yes, yep. So we're going to be exhibiting our works as well.
And so you're a painter?
I am, yep.
And in one sentence, can you describe what your work is like?
One sentence. I work mostly with water-based oil paints, and I guess hyperrealism, maybe. If we're wanting to throw terms out there, hyperrealism
sounds
is probably
cool.
Something
sounds
that
cool
would describe my work. I tend to focus on or highlighting shadow and light as well. So
okay, and yeah. Miriam, what does she do?
She works in digital format, so she's a digital based artist with illustration, and she does work which is very much spiritual, I guess, spiritual based,
okay.
Has a lot of like symbols. She works a lot with symbology and kind of nature based symbols as well.
Okay, yeah. All right. And do you want to tell us about what sort of modalities have we got in terms of art? Have you got like painters, sculptors, digital artists? Like what's the?
Oh, we got all kinds. We got all kinds of modalities, man. Don't you worry about that. So we're super fortunate with who's involved with the Hatch. So we have a few oil painters. We've got people that work with acrylic paint. We've got a few digital based artists that use illustration. We've got an artist who is an architect by trade and uses architectural software to develop dreamy kind of landscapes. So that's super interesting. And we've also got a few ceramic based artists, potters. And we've got two jewelers on board, which is super exciting.
And when we say emerging artists, we tend to think of young people, but that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Absolutely not, no. So it's there's no age range when it comes to emerging. It's more just the person is at kind of currently with their practice, with their creative practice. So, emerging is quite a broad spectrum, but it's basically artists who are kind of still putting their work out there and can have a range of experience with exhibiting, but are kind of still relatively new to the art scene and selling their works.
And probably everybody's got a day job when
Absolutely.
It comes to being an emerging artist.
For sure. And that was another kind of, I guess, intention behind this platform, was to really try and support our emerging artists with kind of putting their work out there and supporting them with developing their, I guess, their business around their creative practice.
And that's, I mean, how, as such a person yourself, how what's that like?
What's that like? Well,
you like to paint, you like to make art,
yeah.
But the next stage, hey.
Yeah, the next stage, it's tricky, and it's really up to the it's really individual, mm. And it's kind of based on what that person is wanting that to look like. But putting your work out into the community through exhibiting is an important part of that. Yeah.
Mm. Have you got the names?
I do have the names, absolutely. So we've got 16 of us, including myself and Reverend Collins, but outside of that we've got Bridget Pride, Andrea Velacuz, Eileen Cuthbertson, Zasha Baldry, who's in the studio right now.
Yes.
And you'll hear from her later. Esther Middle, Liza Adams, Kayla Bacon, Finley Elder, Lisa Mills, Armin Schmidt, Lucy. And Josh Olson and Arlene Maidment.
I've got Lucy's last name.
I did forget Lucy's last name. Massive apologies.
You've got a list of first names. I interviewed a Lucy yesterday, but there's Lucy Galbraith. Who's
okay, that's not. Yeah, we've got another Lucy who's also amazing.
So
we're super excited to have such a dynamic group of emerging artists, and it's going to be a beautiful little exhibition.
And you're taking over the whole town hall?
We are taking over the entire town hall. So we've got a large space to work with, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So it runs from our openings tomorrow, 6:30, till about 9.
Yeah.
But we're open from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So do come on down.
Yeah. And for art lovers out there, this is your chance to get in early when they're still young and won't be charging so much.
Or old. Depending.
When the career is still young. Yeah. Yeah. And they have yet to be discovered artists will be here.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Is there anything I'm trying to, like, it's nice to talk about, and we can't talk about all of them individually, but are there any artists that kind of surprised you? I didn't know we were going to get something like this.
For sure. Zasha's work is beautiful. I'd never seen her stuff.
We're going to talk to Zasha after you, so yeah, we'll save that.
I think actually it's kind of hard to just point out one or two artists. I feel like everyone is like an intention while we were, because we kind of when we were getting applications, myself and Miriam were kind of not screening people, but we were definitely kind of like curating who was going to be involved. And a part of that process was looking at artists that put love and energy and time into their work.
Yeah.
And so I feel like everyone we have is doing that, and so in different ways. And so I feel like everyone we have,
So there was a kind of I don't want to use the phrase standard, minimum standard or something like, or a level of expectation required to be part of it?
Yeah. We wanted to curate something special, and we wanted to definitely place focus on artists that were putting a lot of time and energy into their practice and maybe just needed a platform to show their work.
Yeah.
So we have definitely curated it, and we think we've got a really beautiful little lineup of artists.
Okay. So the opening is Friday night at what time?
At 6:30,
but the doors will be open to the town hall all weekend for the long weekend.
Absolutely.
What time of day do doors open, actually?
10 a.m.
10 a.m, okay.
10 to 5. 10 to 5.
Gentlefolk hours.
Yeah.
And can you tell us about, I know you're not organising the main thing, but isn't there something on tonight for the artists, a couple of things happening?
There is. There's a bus tour which is kind of going around to a few different well-established artists within the community. So that's pretty exciting. And so I think that kicks off at maybe 2. I'm not 100% sure on the details, but that is happening. And then there's also something going down at Rocket.
Yeah.
There's going to be a little bit of a cocktail kind of meet and greet there.
Just for a chance for the artists to celebrate they've been working hard, no doubt, and they're going to be working hard over the weekend. So
yeah, for sure.
A break
from
the hard work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just a chance to mix and mingle, which is pretty cool. And that's a new little addition to the Raw Weekend, so that's pretty cool that it's kind of, I guess, diversifying a little bit, and there's a few different elements in there. And that's including us as well, The Hatch. exhibition. So,
so as the person who sits here all morning, most mornings, like I stay after my show in the studio, and I see when people are going to start, when they start setting things up for the weekend, when am I going to start seeing people coming past the door of the studio into the town hall with artwork, do you think?
Well, we're going to be in the early tomorrow, kind of early morning. Right. We're going to start setting up.
Well, I look forward to that. I always enjoy that energy of, you know, people are getting ready for something on the weekend.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
It's going to be very cool. And also just a special mention to, our beautiful sponsors that have been supporting us, Waikato District Council through the CCS Fund, the Creative Communities, Fund, and also Rangatahi, and Workshop Brewery.
So they're specific to the Hatch, or that's overall?
They're specific to the Hatch, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure Creative Communities funders would have loved this project.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's what that kind of fund is for, which is super exciting that that exists. And that they support kind of local creative projects within the Waikato. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Caleb, thanks for coming in, man. You've got to head off now.
I do.
Into Hamilton because you have a day job. Like we said, all the emerging artists have got day jobs. So better let you get back to that.
All right.
And we'll see you on Friday, no doubt.
Cool, man. I appreciate your time. Yeah. Mā te wā.
Thank you. And we are going to have a little break. We're going to have some ads. We're going to have the weather. And then we're going to be talking to Zasha after this.